It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hours brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles starting in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk Falcons, Broncos, that disaster, into the bye week, which is just brutal. I mean, I guess it's good they can get healthy and all that, but just a tough one to sit on for a couple of weeks. And then we'll get to all the other action from yesterday as well in the next 45 minutes or so. We will get the phone lines open at 12:40 for Falcons callers, as we always do on Mondays. And, yeah, like always, floor's yours.
Yeah,
go whatever direction you want.
Yeah, I know we got a tweet. No, I did. I don't watch UFC, but I didn't know John Jones was fighting. He's the best fighter from what whenever I've watched one, it's only been to see him or Connor. He just beats a lot of people.
Yeah, I saw
the clips. I saw the knockout. Clip. He
kicked the guy.
He kicked him
in the stomach.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was so damn loud.
It was crazy. And it was like, I'm sure there's a term for it, but like he did like a little
if Abe was here, he'd
roundhouse, or whatever you call it.
All I know is he kicked the hell out that dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the last time I watched a match, and the reason I stopped watching, it was two reasons. I watched one match when Conor McGregor broke his leg and when Silva broke his leg.
Oh,
and yeah. I watched those matches. I'm like, oh, I ain't watching this, man. But yeah, he's a bad boy, so yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
If he did that to me, whatever organ is right there would just liquefy. It would just liquefy.
Yeah.
I would just die in the ring.
I can't. But he's a bad boy. He got two brothers who are, one is a bad somebody. The other one's a very underrated bad somebody. Because his brother that played for the Ravens, Arthur Jones?
Right.
Was a good player.
Yeah, people don't realize Chandler Jones.
Now, the other dude.
Now, he's
a damn nutcase.
He is, but he was a hell of a player.
He's a damn player,
yeah, though. Maybe people know that. Maybe people don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, John Bones Jones, the UFC, maybe the best UFC fighter of all time. His brother's Chandler Jones, who's just like one of the best pass rushers in the NFL for a decade.
Yes.
And now he's, you know, he tweets weird stuff.
Yeah, he got some, he's crazy as hell. Let's call it what it is. You know, sometimes grandma say you can't sugarcoat crazy. Sometimes that's just what you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he just got some little issues. No, he's crazy.
He's unique.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. You can't sugarcoat crazy.
You know, he's just, have you been around him?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like a term for it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure he is.
I'm sure there's a term for it. Hopefully there's some medication for it.
But I'm from the country. Yeah. They didn't have medications that diagnosed. They just called you damn crazy. He crazy as hell. And you know what? Everybody just knew that. You don't mess with him.
Yeah.
Crazy Bobby.
Because you know the signs.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, they kind of keep it together. Yeah. But then every once in a while, Crazy Bobby starts simmering.
Yep.
And you just let him go.
Let him go. Yeah. Crazy ass Bobby.
Yeah, he's in the backyard.
Back there, butt naked, hanging up clothes. But hanging up clothes on clothesline, butt naked with grandma blouse on.
Screaming at the wind.
Yeah, man. Yep. Everybody got a crazy ass. Crazy Bobby in the family. I know I have one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Multiple.
When I saw Bobby out there, butt head, neck, hanging up clothes on the line with a blouse on.
He'll be all right. Just give him about 45 minutes. He'll be all right. Leave him alone. Leave him be. Leave him be. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's dive back into it, Randy. Let's get back into what happened yesterday in Denver, Colorado. Mile High. Here is what were we going to do? Kirk Cousins? Yeah. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about the bye week.
Well, we have to have some conversations and talk about how we can be better. And
yeah, that'd be good.
You know, those are conversations. The conversations are one thing, but actually resolving it and getting answers is the other thing. And so that's what we've got to do. And I think that's probably priority number one on the bye week.
I'm going to chuckle all day long with this damn Mike Tyson butt cheeks. They put people's face on. They put the Falcons on there.
Well, that's how they played.
Oh, yeah, they were awful. Andy, they showed up bad. You know what I mean? Like, they showed up bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just a thing where it was crazy because, I mean, I wasn't being tongue-in-cheek, but I wasn't, like, I wasn't expecting when we talk about the Falcons' defense allows you to run your first 15 and without having to adjust anything.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, the Broncos were in their first 15. Anything Sean Payton called worked. Every single play worked.
They were in their first 15 for three quarters.
Every single play worked. Yeah. And we were just joking going to break. You know, when the backup quarterback in an NFL game comes in at 8 minutes left and the star's not hurt, that means you just got your ass thoroughly thrashed.
You don't see that much.
Thoroughly thrashed.
Like for him to just like, all right, that's it. All the starters are out. Put in Penix. Put in Casey Washington. That's that. And then, all right. And just running clock at that point, yeah. Man. Like, Casey Washington got a concussion probably out there trying to catch a pass, you know? There's no need for that.
Dude, that was scary.
It was.
That was scary.
Came down right on the side of his head.
How his face came down like that.
Almost caught it.
Yeah, but, I mean, everything about the game from start to finish, and every time the Falcons got something going, that's a penalty. Every single time they got something going, it was a penalty. Defensively, you just couldn't stop him. You didn't affect. I mean, the one sack they had, it was a hell of a play by Boone. It was a hell of a play.
It really was.
Hell of a play. He just jacked McGlinchey up and just threw him into the quarterback.
Right into the quarterback.
Now, that was few and far between as far as the pass rush because they didn't affect him all day. We talked about Lamon. You know, he's an inside the tackle linebacker. They had him in space and was wearing his ass out. And you just look at it from saying, I don't think Bo Nix was special. Now, he threw four touchdowns. You can't take that away from him. He was really good. Had a really good game.
Yeah, he had four touchdowns and five incompletions.
But he didn't do anything special
because
everybody was wide open.
Yeah.
All he did was just – and then there was no pressure on him, so he didn't have to rush his throws. And when there's no pressure with a guy running wide open, that's pitch and catch in the NFL. And that's exactly what they did all day against Falcons.
It feels as though, you know, as we see some of these games over the last month or so – you kind of start with that Seahawks game, that flat performance, whatever, but they were able to do pretty much what they wanted offensively. They scored 34 points. 27 of them were offense. They scored one defensive touchdown. Bucks scored 26. That was a good game the Falcons played offensively, but that was a fight. Even the Cowboys, they kind of messed around with them and let them score late. Like that, they should have put that game away and won that game by multiple scores. They only won by six. The Saints game last week was awful. And again, they were able to get early in that game what they wanted, big plays on that defense. It just feels like there's enough tape out there now for what everybody knows what the Falcons' defense is.
Yeah.
And they're finding a lot of ways to exploit it.
It is. Because
the problem is I don't know how you fix it because I think it's personnel.
Andy, I'm going to go 80% personnel. You just don't have the horses to go get quarterbacks to affect them, especially if you want to play this defense the way they do. And that's maybe why they play the defense the way they play it. So they don't give up the big play because they know they can't rush the passer.
Right.
And, I mean,
that's tough.
It's got to be tough. It's got to be tough for Jimmy Lake to call a defense and everything like that. I don't know what Rod does. You got the bye week. Does he take over defensive play calling and all those different things? I don't know. But because I go back, what can you do more? I know he was a Super Bowl defensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl. Hell, you had 99-40. You know, you had disruptors.
Yeah.
You had disruptors. They don't have any disruptive players up front on this team. And it's going to be like this all year long, man. But yesterday, I mean, even the offense just looked bad yesterday. I thought Bijan had more yards than he did. No, it was about right. 30 yards, 12 carries.
Yep.
You know, they were never able to get anything going with Tyler Algiers either. Kyle Pitts was a non-factor. Drake London had some nice plays. And then, you know,
Moody. Algiers had zero rushes.
Yeah, he had. I know he caught a little screen pass.
He had one pass.
They threw the little screen pass to him. If Bijan's getting 12, what can you do?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in just feeding him the ball. You didn't have anything going.
Yeah.
That's always a good indicator, too. Like, if Algiers, the less he's involved means the less rhythm the offense has. Because Bijan's going, and then you try to mix it up and all that. Like, there was no rhythm on offense at all. At least they scored on their first couple possessions with field goals.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they got nothing.
Yep.
They just blanked
and then
completely.
And then you think about the touchdown before the half. Like, damn, bow up.
I know.
And bow up.
That's the third or fourth time that's happened this year.
Damn.
Where you just, all right, let's get to halftime.
Yeah.
Try to regroup a little bit.
Regroup.
And then 14-6, not the end of the world.
Yeah. And then you just let them just wrangle you.
Yep.
And everything. And we talked about it, and people watching the play, like, the whole game was the play. I mean, Justin Simmons is you one-on-one with the running back. Bam, you stand him up. You stand your ground.
Yep.
And then here comes the damn Calvary. And they lift up. And if there ain't nothing better, because I've been a part of those scrums, ain't nothing better than being a lineman or a blocker. And you do that to somebody because you saw all the linemen. They felt like they scored that touchdown.
They did.
Yes.
They did.
They finished with the ball carrier.
They literally picked him up. Like, Javonte Williams picked his feet up off the ground.
Yes.
He was. Sometimes the running back's churning his legs and helping. This man picked his legs up.
Like
they were, like they were carrying him out of the bar.
They carried him into the end zone.
They carried him into the end zone.
Carried him to the end zone.
Yeah, no, that play right there was the – that was the game.
Yep.
That was the game. That was
– even though it only made it 14-3.
No, right. Yeah. But I just mean was a microcosm of what happened was they were just more physical. They were tougher. Like, I don't want to say – I'm sure the Falcons wanted to win, but – on that play, Denver wanted it more. Mm-hmm. They wanted to get into that end zone, and they bowed up and got in there. And then they kept scoring. They scored another touchdown after that.
We're going to say it maybe a few more times. They were out at everything.
Yeah.
Out-coached, out-played, out-schemed, out-toughed.
Yep.
Everything that you can do to lose a football game. Because sometimes teams just beat you. It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes teams just got your number that day. No, they got – well, as I said to my man Ezekiel, they got their blank pushback. That's what happened. They got their blank pushback out there in Denver last week. And we can talk about pride, player pride and all that. Yes, that's all sounding good. But when you get in your ass, like, they took your pride. They took your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you got to sit on it for two weeks.
Now you got to sit on it for 2 weeks. And this thing about it is it's good and bad things that can come from – like, the best thing that can happen out of this is that you're going to get guys back this bye week. You're going to get guys back, refocus, all those different things, maybe get you some time away to, you know, to relax your mind, let your body get healed, all those other things, because you got to come back with – you got to come back. And they got the Chargers.
Yep.
You got to come back.
Good defense.
Good – with hitting the ground running.
Yep.
Because this team that you're playing against from L.A. – is a team that wants to beat the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. They got a hell of a quarterback, but they want to beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, they're rugged, man.
They are rugged.
It's going to be a headache day. That's what happens when you play the Chargers.
Yeah, man. They are rugged.
By the way, they've won a lot of games, too.
Yeah, they tied Chikov last night.
Ladd McConkey, man.
Yeah, man.
What a
– Ladd be balling, except when
both of them, him and Bowers.
You saw Brock yesterday?
13 catches.
Brock was awesome
yesterday. How about this one? Brock Bowers – second most catches in NFL history through 10 games.
For what?
For a player.
A player?
Yeah, for a football player. Second most catches ever.
Ever?
Through 10 games.
Damn.
Yeah. Odell Beckham had the most. Brock's got the second most.
Wow. I mean, dude's a baller. Dude's a baller. He's
and that's playing with...
Yes, playing with Gardner and Minshew.
Those quarterbacks.
Yes. Brock Bowers is cold-blooded.
Yeah.
And that's about... I saw this saying. Brock Bowers is everything that they thought Kyle Pitts was. No, he wasn't.
No, they're different players.
They're different players.
But from a production standpoint,
okay. Yeah. But no, Brock was better than Kyle.
Yeah.
Brock is better than Kyle.
Was and is.
Yeah.
What? Brock Bowers is one of the five best tight ends in the history of college football.
Ever.
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 Ever. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the second half of the NFL No Huddle. Just talked a little bit about some of the other games, but get you caught up on everything that happened yesterday in the National Football League. There was a lot of really good action yesterday, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting the phone lines open and talking Falcons. Falcons fans, free to call and go whatever direction you want about yesterday's game headed into the bye. 404-726-0929. We'll get there in 20 minutes. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Saints won again.
Yeah.
Got that one.
How many damn times?
35-14. Like, the Browns are so bad.
They're bad. Taysom Hill. God almighty.
Yeah.
Like, Bo, real quick.
He's a monster.
How does his fantasy numbers work when you score that kind of ways?
It works like this. So you'll get 6 points for every touchdown that he runs in or catches.
Right.
You'll get a point for every reception, which he had 8
right.
in most leagues. And then you'll get whatever yards he had. So long story short, in 90% of leagues this weekend, Taysom Hill was on the bench scoring 43 points.
Wow.
Including right. one of my teams.
Yeah, I mean, how many people, what was the start percentage? Like, he didn't start much.
No, and he typically doesn't.
Right. You start him at the tight end position, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But what's good is that when he subs in for quarterback, he'll put up some numbers, and he had done that in a couple years
right.
to start as
right.
a quarterback, but he'll have a quarterback slash tight end.
Uh-huh.
You could put him in the tight end, you might get quarterback scoring, which you got this Sunday, but it wasn't from quarterbacking, right. it was just from football.
7 carries right. for 138, 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
8 catches for 50.
Uh-huh.
And he was 1 for 2. He threw a pick, though.
Yeah.
So that'll hurt your final number. Brock Bowers, by the way, I think 32 fantasy points this
yeah,
weekend.
Man. Yeah, I mean, they're awful. Talking about the Vegas Raiders. Good for
they're
the
awful.
Dolphins. They were able to win the football game. And I see why wherever he goes, teams just love him. Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
I don't think we were working together, but when he came out, I was like, I love this guy. I love this dude.
We were working together when the Falcons signed him.
I know that. But yeah. I remember when he was coming out.
Yeah,
I was
like,
I love this freaking dude,
He's
man.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, man. But they were able to get done talking about the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, Brock Bowers just did Brock Bowers thing. And the Antonio Pierce experiment in Vegas is done.
I think that's right.
Yeah, it's done. They got to find McCoy.
You were saying Vrabel?
Yeah. Maybe somebody like Vrabel or somebody like that.
That would make. I mean, that feels like a good fit.
And you know Tom Brady and Big C are going to have some input. They boys.
Yeah, they love that guy.
Yeah, and so we'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That feels like a front runner at this point.
You know, Big C and Tom going to have some input probably.
Why hasn't Jacksonville fired their coach?
I don't know.
Chef yet?
I don't know, but he needs – they got to go. I know we talk about the Falcons getting embarrassed, and it was embarrassed what happened to the Falcons.
It was.
What the hell happened to Jacksonville? Was okay. This season's over. The team is no longer inspired. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. You got outgained by how many yards?
Well, they gained 170
total
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up 645
and 38 first downs. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 38 first
yeah.
downs and 38.
Yeah. No, they all got to be fired.
They got outgained by 500 yards.
Yes. In the NFL.
In the NFL football,
NFL football game.
Yeah. Like, that's not,
yeah.
you know, that's going to happen to some teams like this weekend and last weekend in the SEC.
Right.
When you got, like, Alabama playing Mercer.
Yeah.
Georgia playing UMass.
Yes.
That kind of stuff. That's what that was. That was Georgia versus UMass.
That's a beatdown.
But it's Jacksonville.
Oh, unbelievable.
And they have a bunch of number one picks on their team, including a quarterback who just signed a $275 million contract.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. It ain't good.
It ain't good.
It ain't good. We don't need to listen. We were going to listen to Jared Goff throw a touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown, but we don't need to do that.
No.
Boy, did they just beat the hell out of those guys. By the way, they're 9-1, and after Kansas City lost yesterday, I think probably because Kansas City lost, they're the odds-on favorite as it stands right now to win the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
They're very good.
They're very good.
They're very good.
And, you know, the thing with their offense, you're going to have to outscore them or hope that Jared Goff turns the ball over.
Yeah. Hey, here's a fun story from yesterday. Probably not going to get quite as many headlines as some of this other stuff, but Anthony Richardson was back as a starter for the Colts. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Richardson out of the gun. He's going to take it off left edge. Take the five. Cuts into the end zone.
Touchdown. Away into the end zone. Touchdown. Anthony Richardson. His second rushing touchdown today. And the Colts with the score.
Good. Anytime you can beat the Jets and that smug face ass quarterback of theirs is good. But I'm talking about, you want to talk about a young man who went through a whole lot. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
And to bounce back the way he did. I ain't going to say that he's going to play better than this or stay on a trajectory. Don't mind. I'm talking about right then and there yesterday. He played so well. And I don't know why. Because Shane allowed him to do what he does best. Let him be an athlete. Let him be an athlete, try to find some easy completions. And he went out there, and I thought Anthony Richardson played extremely well yesterday.
Yeah, 20 of 30 passing. Extremely well. 272 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. He had a passer rating over 100.
Yes.
Ran it 10 times for two touchdowns as well.
I thought he played extremely well yesterday.
Yeah. You love to see it because, you know, obviously what he did and said was silly. Like, you can't pull yourself from a game. You can't admit it. Like, it's not great.
No.
And so he got benched for a couple weeks. And to come back and answer like that, plus also, you said it, score that late touchdown and beat the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3-8.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Love every single part of it.
Love it.
Which is awesome. This is probably the headline of the day, though, yesterday. That game in the afternoon between the Bills and the Chiefs. Those two teams are both very good.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen did this.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding
what
me?
What a freaking run.
Yeah.
It was 4th and 2.
Yep.
They had the field goal.
Could have kicked the field goal to go up 5.
But he knew. And I give Sean McDermott this kind of credit. He knew that Pat Mahomes getting the ball was not going to be what he wanted to do.
Right.
And so Josh Allen, who was out without Dalton Kincaid and without Coleman, I mean, he went out there, put on an absolute show. And just the offense of the Chiefs, you know, they try to hang in. This might be the worst game their defense played this year, but I mean, they were going against Josh Allen. But Josh was just spectacular.
It's the fifth straight game they've scored 30 points.
Spectacular yesterday. And Cookie running the football. Their defense getting healthy at the right time. I mean, it was just a great game. Then obviously, you know, you always were giving Patrick Mahomes the ball with needing a score to tie win a football game.
Yeah, no, that's the right time to go for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're up 2, you kick the field goal, you're only up 5, you had 2.5. Mahomes would have scored a touchdown.
You already know that.
They would have found a way to score a touchdown, so you gotta go for it and you get it and get the first down, probably was the first goal.
Yes.
They didn't know Josh Allen was gonna run 25 yards for the touchdown. But he did. They're 9-2. Steelers are 8-2 with a crazy win yesterday over the Ravens. They just made 6 field goals. They beat the Ravens the same way they beat the Falcons in week 1.
Yep.
No touchdowns, bunch of field goals. Justin Tucker missed a bunch of kicks.
Dude, he's been real shaky this year. That's just a bad matchup. When you talk about Baltimore. How does Derrick Henry only have 13 damn carries? I do not understand
He fumbled early, but still.
But
still Derrick Henry.
You saw him break off that other run.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah. And they just had Lamar, like, making him just hold the football and wait for that damn pass rush to get there. Just waiting and waiting and waiting. And he was doing the best he could and everything. But they still had a chance. He tried to bring him back and everything, and I don't know what the hell was going on the 2-point play. It was a run, but hell, he's about it. So I guess assuming he tried to throw it, it looked like it was an all-way run. But, yeah, I mean, that Mike Thompson left. Say what? And this dude, they give him an opportunity. They give Justin an opportunity to go in and ice the game, and you slide early. I was like, when I saw him slide, Buck, I was like, oh, no, hell, he did not. Oh, no, hell, this young man did not just slide too damn early and then get up looking for the first down.
Come on.
No, come on, son.
Come on.
And more George Pickens funniness and everything, too.
Yeah, I mean, he does incredible stuff. He does weird stuff.
Yeah, just a weird dude.
He had a catch that didn't get a catch because he took a really weird big step out of bounds.
Yes.
Like, you got to get 2 feet down, George. Then do the weird stuff.
Yeah.
I only saw any video of this. Harry Douglas was up at the Buffalo game.
This fool.
Harry Douglas jumped off of a van.
This fool.
Through a table.
This fool, Harry Douglas. That's my man.
I love Harry Douglas.
What the hell? No.
Why is he doing that?
Twice.
Yeah.
The first time
it didn't work. So
he went there again and tried to jump through it feet first, slipped off. And I know you ain't going to tell me, Harry, HD, that ain't hurt.
Oh, he was.
That ground hurt.
Absolutely. It hurt.
You see how fast he jumped up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay.
He had to pretend. Because, like, a lot of different things could have happened.
Yeah.
Like, he got very lucky the way that it worked out.
This fool.
He could have broke his leg.
This fool, man. I was like, look at this boy. This man here crazy as hell.
He is.
Well, I love me some HD, man.
I love me
some HD.
I was like, no, he's not going to jump off the van.
Yeah, he jumped
He's not going to do that. And then he got back up there again. I was like, no, don't, Harry, come on. Come on, that's for the crazy drunk Bills fans.
Yeah, man.
Harry doesn't even drink. What are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. All right, here's Jim Harbaugh, very enthusiastic after a win last night.
Great win! Great team win.
Yeah. I thought there was a little more to it than that. But yeah, they won. They beat the Bengals. The Bengals just play awesome games and then they lose.
They finally lose.
Like they play kicker, the most fun football their games kicker, and then they lose.
Their kicker missed three field goals to win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I mean Justin Herbert and the guys they played with their food down the stretch. But yeah, watching him and damn Ja'Marr Chase just play. T. Higgins was back yesterday.
T. Higgins played great.
Yeah, man. But watching him and Ja'Marr though, I just woo. They some bad somebodies, man.
They had a graphic on the broadcast last night just of what Harbaugh does when he takes over teams, like the year before he takes over and then what happens immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened everywhere he's been.
Yep.
It happened at San Diego.
Yep.
It happened at Stanford.
Yep.
It happened at Michigan.
Yep.
It happened with the 49ers.
Yep.
It's happening now with Los Angeles. Like, he's just a great coach.
He's a great coach,
he's just
man.
A great football
coach. He's a
coach.
Great, smart, tough-minded football coach.
Yep.
That's exactly what he is, man.
And as soon as he takes over a team,
they improve,
but they immediately play his way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they play tough defense. They run the football good. They're no fun to play against because they're not going to make a lot of mistakes. And again, they did try to trick that game off.
Yes.
Like, they gave the Bengals every opportunity to come back and win that game. But they didn't.
Yep.
They won it.
Another team
they're
that's
7-3.
Another team playing with fire is Green Bay. Now, Jordan Love is throwing an interception every single game.
Yep. He leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the Bears played a lot better. I thought Thomas Brown did a great job of getting the ball out of Caleb's hands, you know, and that was one of his cleanest games in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were able to win the football. I mean, they were able to get down in a place to win the football game and a damn block kick. Block kick, which probably should have been a penalty because they were lined up over the center, over the snapper. They were. But just for them to come down like that as you know, want to talk about just fighting your way. I mean, this two of the last three demoralizing. You lose on a Hail Damn Mary, and then you lose on a block kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but your quarterback did play better. He did. I'll give him that. He did play a lot better. But, yeah.
Jordan Love tied for the lead in interceptions in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess who he's tied with? Three guys.
Kirk?
No, Kirk's right behind him, though. Kirk's got 9.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Love's got 11.
Okay. Daniel Jones?
Nope. Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pat's up there.
And Geno.
Yeah, what about Geno, baby? Walk off.
Yeah, walk off Geno
yesterday.
I don't know, man.
49ers should be ashamed.
49ers should be ashamed.
They
like they
ashamed.
I keep expecting them to sort of switch into 49ers mode, and they haven't done it yet. So maybe they're just not going to do it this year.
I don't know,
possible.
Man. Yeah.
Where is Daniel Jones has 7 of them, and that's where he'll end the season.
Yes, because we got to deal with damn Danny Cutlets.
Danny DeVito's back, man.
Are you serious? Like, we found out why because they brought in oh boy to be the backup.
Yeah, Drew Lock.
But then we find out, well, Drew Lock has all these playing times incentives. So if he plays, they got to pay him the incentives for him playing because there's 7 games left.
Right. So he would earn some $500,000.
So they want to pay him.
That.
So we got to listen to this dude, Danny Cutlets. By the way, Cutlets are one of the most overrated things ever. Don't care. All right. for people to make a big deal out of them like the way they do. I'm talking to you, Mark Zeno. They're very overrated. And we got to deal with him again. And the dude who's in the Italian Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, his agent.
His agent.
I don't know his agent's name, but
oh
we're going to see that guy. Yeah, yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
The return of, I think his name's
who?
Not Danny. What's
he's
it?
A Sal, right?
Probably Sal.
Yeah, he'd be a Sal something. Yeah.
Oh. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans.
Danny freaking Cutlets. Is his name Danny?
No, Tommy.
Tommy daggone Cutlets.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah.
Both terrible. 404-726-0929. Let's talk it out, Falcons fans. Let's talk about yesterday. Talk about what went wrong. Where are you at mentally, emotionally? We'll get there after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We will let you hear some of the big plays and reaction to what was certainly an action-packed football weekend. Saturday, I think, probably a lot more fun than Sunday for our purposes here. But still fun. Still fun Sunday. A lot of good action. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929 for Falcons fans who want to call in and sound off.
Ew.
We'll get there in just a minute. What?
Cowboys and Texans tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's our Monday night game.
Ew.
I know. This is such a good weekend of football. Like, the Thursday night game was fun, and then, yeah.
We nope. We're going to have cutlets and damn Cooper Rush.
On Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
What? What a.
Wow.
What a shame.
Wow.
Hope the food's good.
Yeah, man, because the game sure won't be.
Because that game's not going to be good at all.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Cooper Rush is going to start a football game against Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
And everyone's going to watch it.
Yep.
It's going to be, I don't know what the rating's going to be. It's Thanksgiving. There's going to be millions and millions of people watching that thing.
They can't flex that either.
No, there's no flexing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
It's not good.
Well, I mean, Detroit plays at noon.
Yep, that'll be good. They're fun. Yeah, who do they play?
I don't probably either the Vikings or
ooh.
But
all right.
They usually play the division opponent on that day.
And then you got the night game.
Which is
I don't know. Now you got three games. Remember it just used to be two.
Yeah. I've done all three, so yeah. It's a Russian damn DeVito.
Dolphins Packers? That's fun.
At night?
That's a
night game?
I like that game.
Yeah, so it's Bears-Lions first.
Okay.
Giants-Cowboys will be during nap time.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Pretty much.
Then you get to wake up Dolphins-Packers, which should be an RA game.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I don't know. I think the Dolphins still have a run in them.
As long as they got Tua.
As long as Tua's healthy,
they're going to have opportunities.
They got a really favorable schedule.
Yes,
they got the Jets twice. They got the Patriots coming up.
Yes.
Like they got like four or five wins on their schedule, and then if they can win some of the tough games.
Don't say that Drake may can play.
Yeah, good.
Drake may can play, man.
Good.
Drake can play. They got him a quarterback.
Good.
That's still early, but they got to put some stuff around him. But that young dude, he's playing really well.
Yeah.
Playing really well.
All right, let's get to the phone lines here. We'll talk about what happened to the Falcons yesterday. We'll start with Xavier and Gwinnett.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Zay?
I just wanted to say, somebody brought to my attention, that outside the NFC South, I believe the Falcons are 2-4.
Yep.
And of course, one of those games are the Eagles, which the Saquon catches that pass,
sure. You're
probably 1-5.
Okay.
I've been trying to bring this to people's attention for a couple of years now, but all this to me, it still comes back to Terry. I feel like I ain't going to say he tried to cheat, but he kind of tried to cheat the game with how you built this team. With all the drafts that we had the past 4 years, I believe we got about 6 or 7 starters. Three of those starters are Kyle Pitts, Zach Harrison, and Troy Anderson, which barely plays. We're not hitting on that. We have 0 starters from this past draft.
Mm-hmm.
0. We're not hitting on any draft picks. You're depending on people you just throw money at and hoping they can just come in and save this team. And yet you see all these teams who were just as bad as us, if not worse, they're turning their team completely around because they're drafting correctly, they're trading back, getting more draft capital, getting players in here, and then they're using their money to plug in the people that they feel like can help them, but not necessarily carry them. And I think that's what our problem is.
Well, I mean, yeah, Terry's part of this too.
Yeah, thanks, Xavier.
Yeah.
One of the for sure like accurate and fair criticisms of the team over the last 4 years is, they haven't drafted great.
No, they haven't
drafted great at all.
No, they have not. I mean, they've drafted some good players.
You
look at Bijan and Drake and those guys. Yeah, they're good players. But, like, I'm with them. And I think we've been saying it's like not one of your draft players is going to play or contribute or contribute in a major way.
Yeah.
None of them.
Right.
And you understand the Pittsburgh. We know he's not going to play. But, I mean, yeah, nobody has contributed to this team as far as the defensive linemen. What's the last defensive lineman that they got that Terry's drafted that has actually been a factor?
There isn't one. No. I mean, you got to kind of, if you want to talk about Taquan Graham a little bit, maybe. If you want to talk about D'Angelo Malone, not really. I mean, Zach Harrison, whose name was just brought up. I mean, obviously, Ruka Roro was playing and they got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Braylon Trice, who was the third-round draft pick, got hurt before the season started.
Right.
So those are both defensive linemen that were drafted this past draft.
Mm-hmm.
They're just injuries kept them off the field, and he took Michael Penix in the first round and was never going to play.
Right.
So, well, actually, he played yesterday. For 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's how bad you got
beat
by the Broncos. But yeah, I mean, you go on down the line. Dorlas hasn't been able to get on the field yet.
You got a concussion, I think.
Yeah. Bertrand's hurt. He's played a little bit, but he's hurt. And then, Jace McClellan, Casey Washington, Zion Logue, like those are the 6-round draft picks that you had. But yeah, no, I mean, without question, the biggest failure of the era, of the Terry Fontenot era, has been
drafting.
The same failure as the era before and the one before that is drafting
defensive players.
Edge rushers,
yeah.
Drafting defensive linemen, drafting guys that can affect the quarterback. It's just And at this point, it's crazy. Like, we were coming up joking last week, but still, like, you got to come up with something. Are they just cursed? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Is it just a franchise? They're the worst team to get into the quarterback in every five-year increment of the last 25
crazy.
Years.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Like he said, sometimes teams just luck into a guy.
Yeah.
You know? Take a flyer on this guy in the fifth round. Yeah. And like, oh, there he is. He's turned out to be really good. Nope. Not here, unfortunately. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to jump on. Falcons fans don't have much to say today. 404-726-0929. Bryson's in Alpharetta.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. What's up, Bryson?
So you guys pretty much, nailed the hammer right on the head when you guys were talking about defense. I mean, I hate to say it, but our defense is just so atrocious. I mean, I'm just honestly concerned that, I mean, if you look over the next five games, I mean, at the beginning of the season, we had so much optimism that we were going to have a good year. And if you look at the schedule, these next, I guess you could say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these next six games, they're not looking good in Atlanta's favor at all. I mean, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Raiders, the Giants, the Commanders, the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that there's a chance they're only going to be able to beat the Giants and the Panthers.
It's possible. Bryson, thank you. The schedule is tough out of the bye. There's no question about that. The Chargers are good. The Vikings are good, and you have to play at Minnesota in that game. And then the Commanders are good, too, and that's a game that's in Washington. Those are three of the final six. The Raiders, Giants, and Panthers are all bad.
Yep.
But, I mean, so are the Saints.
Yep.
And they beat you two weeks ago.
And they got you.
I mean.
This team, it's always about optimism. I think, you know, being optimistic coming into a season should always be something that fans should have, or you shouldn't watch the games. But the thing that – because they added – a position of need and a player that we know, but you still didn't know how that player was going to react or whatever in it. I think a lot of that has to go with Judon and everything. I was excited about it because he's a good player and everything like that, and it just has not come to fruition. It has not. I think that's simply fine. But that part, that aspect, because that was supposed to be where you need the biggest upgrade, right there on your pass rush, your defensive line, and it hasn't panned out, man. It's just that simple. It has not panned out, and they're not, and you were. I think the biggest thing a lot of people were hoping was that it would be a force multiplier. Mm-hmm. You get a guy, right, a known pass rusher, and then maybe that. And this ain't because somebody ain't here as far as the mentorship or somebody like that. I still think having Dwight Freeney, you can never go wrong with having a player like him on your football team. He's a pros pro, all those different things. He ain't the reason that damn Vic Beasley had 15 and a half sacks. Sorry, didn't happen. But, you know. But if you would have kept some of the guys, you could have found a way to keep Calais Campbell.
That would have been nice.
That would have been nice to try and keep him.
Yep.
You could have maybe even kept Bud Dupree. That would have been nice. Like, you let it go.
Right.
You didn't have to. And that's my only thing as far as going to the offseason with their defense was that you didn't have to let Calais go. You didn't have to let Bud Dupree go. And you could have got him for the same price or maybe cheaper, because I know Calais loved being here. And so, I mean, that's always the thing. But, yeah, because your pass rush asset that you got this offseason, he has not been – a speck of what he's supposed to
No, be. He's not been what the hype was, what he has been, like the player that he had been. I'll be honest, the interior of the defensive line hasn't been what we expected from them either.
Grady's hit or miss.
Grady has had really good games, and he's had games where you don't hear much from him. Yesterday was one of those games where you don't hear much from him. David Onyemata, I thought, had a really nice first year here. He hasn't done much this year.
Nope.
And then, you know, it's pretty thin as far as injuries and stuff behind that. You've played a bunch of different guys on the interior, but you know, you focus on the inability to get to the quarterback on the edge, which I understand. But those guys in the middle aren't playing great either.
No.
Which makes for a pretty tough go.
Yeah.
When your entire front plays, and look, the linebackers have had good games. They've had bad games.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was one of those bad games. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a bad game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the only person you can maybe single out that did something positive was Young Wei Koo
made both of his field goals. Jesse punched the ball out and another one too. But they called it a catch and a fumble, which was ridiculous.
Crap. Again,
ultimately, it didn't really make that much of a difference in the long run. But, I mean, the pass rush definitely has been an issue for years. All right, let's get to one more. Who do you think's the best one? Who's going to give the most amazing? All right, probably Jason. Jason's downtown. Hey, Jason.
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing today?
Good.
Basically, I just got one thing to say, man. It kind of boils down to coaching at the end of the day. Every week, you know, this as a Falcons fan, season ticket holder, we've been waiting a long time, man, for us to actually come out and actually look like we're going to do something. Every week, it seems like these guys are just not ready to play, man. I mean, we come out on the field slow. We start the whole first half slow. Second half, we want to catch up and play behind. We can't do that when we play good teams, and that's showing every week when we play these good teams, man. And it just boils down to Jimmy Lake's defense, which I hate. I mean, at the end of the day, playing 8 yards off of receivers, not mm-hmm. blitzing, not getting to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive line coach needs to be sent out of Atlanta immediately. I mean, it's boiling down to the coaching at the end of the day. And I love Raheem. I love everything he's doing. But at the end of the day, Falcons fans, season ticket holders, we're just tired of the same excuses every week, man.
There's nothing wrong with
Jason,
that.
Jason, we appreciate
there's
it.
No, there's
Thank
there,
you.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
There were a couple moments yesterday where it's like 3rd and 8, and they are giving so much cushion.
Why is there so much cushion here?
I mean, all he has to do is run to the stick.
And that's all he did.
You didn't even.
And that's all he did.
Didn't even, no resistance.
That's my only thing. I understand, whatever, don't want to give the big play playing too high. But damn, they did bring pressure. They just didn't get there. Mm-hmm. They did bring guys. It just didn't get there. But yeah, that cushion. I mean, you pay these corners to cover. You gave AJ one of the highest paid corners. Let him cover. Let him cover. Bring your corners up. Make it because the pass rush isn't there. If they're gonna beat you, let them beat you. All right. But for you to just sit back there and play off man, and there's no pass rush.
No.
It's
pitch and catch. He hits his back foot. The guy's nine. He goes 9 yards, turns around. It's a first down. They did it multiple times yesterday.
Yes.
Now, they beat the Falcons in a lot of different ways yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't the only way. I mean, guys are just coming wide open in that secondary.
Yeah.
It was like the Falcons were playing with 10 guys.
Yeah.
Like, Sean Payton schemed dudes open all day long, just catching it with a full head of steam, 20 yards after the catch. I mean, it was a very raggedy performance by the defense yesterday.
There was nothing good.
No.
There was nothing
good. No, there really.
You got your ass whipped.
Really wasn't.
You got to hand it to you.
Sure did. All right.
Hand it to you.
Thanks for the phone calls. Great stuff, as always. If you didn't get a chance to sound off, we will get to the AMA / Falcons calls at 1:40, as we always do. So you can call back in at 1:40 and get some stuff off your chest there. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.